Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Good evening, everyone. We are so grateful that you have signed in for our session, week number 7. We will be focusing on your consecration in preparation for your ordination. We are drawing close to that momentous occasion, and we want you to be prepared. We want you to be established in your going and comfortable with the process and all those things that are going to transpire. The time kind of flies when you get closer and closer to the end, and so we just want to keep you abreast of the different requirements of the different events and things that you're going to experience. And we have a lot more information to give to you. We are going to be able to share with you some things from our schedule as well as some review information. And so we will have Minister Sharita is on the line.
Yes.
And after prayer, she will give you an update on all correspondence. And so we will ask if there's a man of God on the line, if you will please open us up in prayer. I am opening the lines now. So if you're going to, you need to take your phone off of mute so that we may hear you. And you will open us up in prayer. Don't assume it's somebody else. If you don't know it, then it's you. It is the ministry's position that men are the head, as God has established it in his church, which is why when we start anything, we want to be in order scripturally, and so we do start and we desire to finish with the opening prayer of a man of God and then the blessing from the man of God in closing. So if there is a man of God on the line, no matter who you are, we do ask that you open us up in prayer. Praise the Lord. Take your phone off of mute.
Eternal God, we come to you giving you thanks one more time, Father God. Father God, we come to you allowing us to, we come to you giving thanks for you allowing us to meet together one more time, Father God, as we go forward in doing your work and spreading your word, Father God. Father God, we thank you because you have allowed us to learn more about your ministry, Father God. Father God, we thank all the ministers and apostles and the overseers for doing a great job in what they're doing and teaching us so we can learn and do better in your will, Father God. Father God, we just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, man of God. We are blessed by your obedience, and you should be blessed as well. So we're going to admonish everyone to, if you're not speaking, put your phone on mute. Because the sound of the wind when you're driving in the car does come across. And so we will now yield the floor to Minister Sharita.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Just a couple of quick reminders. All written requirements are due now. So if you haven't had an opportunity to turn your written requirements in, if you can do so by submitting that paperwork to overseer as soon as possible. And also, you should have received an email today within the past hour on the upcoming consecration. The next phase of your elevation process will look like consecrating. We're going to be taking a closer look at the attributes of God, and Dr. Arlette and Prophet Michael Henderson will be giving you further details on that consecration in the meeting. And the hotel, Apostle actually covered this on last week, but just to give a quick overview, the hotel is going to be located at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare on Thursday, August the 25th through Sunday, August the 28th. The address is 9300 Bernmar Avenue, Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. And registration for the conference is going to begin on July 5th, so you should be receiving the registration information via e-blast within the next couple of days. The registration fee is $50 per person, and that includes one adult banquet ticket. You can actually pay for this a couple of ways. You can do it via PayPal, you can do it via credit card, or you can actually do a money order check or cash, and that information is in the email as well. And then we're going to continue studying the scriptures on accountability and the candidate relationship. And today's scriptural presenters are Sister Ruby Edmond and Evangelist Geneva Milton on our warfare, coming from 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, and Minister Linda Barnes and Pastor Marlette Lazarus on our thought life, coming from Philippians 4 and 8.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Sherita. Are there any questions or concerns? Any additional information that a committee member wants to share at this time? If not, we will go right into our accountability portion of our session. And today we will just hear from Pastor Marlette, and next week we will hear from Sister Ruby and Evangelist Geneva. And so we will relinquish the floor to Pastor Marlette. So if you could give us your scripture and your insight.
Good evening. Our scripture, I am representing myself as the accountability partner, and Minister Linda Barnes, who is the candidate for ordination, who is unable to be on the call this evening. Our scripture is Philippians 4 and 8, and I'll be reading from the updated New American Standard Bible, and it reads, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, whatever there is, if there is of any excellence, and if anything is worthy of praise, dwell on these things." And it comes from our focus was on our thought life. And I liked it because we always think of our thoughts, but our thoughts are actually our lifestyle. And so the the assignment, the benefit of just the scripture Philippians 4 and 8, I believe that the relationship between the accountability partner and the candidate, I believe it doesn't leave room for error. It does not feed flesh. When we give praises or accolades for their doings, the things that we are thinking about, I believe it helps keep me focused in my relationship with my the candidate that we are in accountability relationship with. It also causes us to always remember and stay focused on that which is of God. It says, think on these things, whatever is truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ. And as long as we think on the truth, there's no room for error. There's no room to think of, have any false thoughts of condemnation, any thoughts or any lies of the enemies. It doesn't give way to, which will then strengthen the process for the candidate. It will allow us to always be encouraged and accountable to them, because we're always speaking the truth of Jesus Christ. We are not feeding their flesh. We're not planting seeds of accolades or supremacy in any of their flesh, but strictly on what the Word of God says about this process. That is what we're thinking on. That is all of our thought patterns, all of our thought processes. And also in the instruction, wanted to know what happens if it is missing or if it is neglected. I think it does just the opposite then. It causes us to then begin to feed our flesh. And then in the beginning of ministry, or wherever we are in ministry, it makes us then begin to look to men for accolades, to begin to speak into our flesh and things like that. But again, as long as we think on those things which are that are true, excuse me, again, it says whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honorable, whatsoever is right, whatsoever is pure, as long as we think on those things and focus on them, and then that will be what's conveyed, that will be the thought that is in our heart that will come out in the ministry with our accountability partner, and then we're not open for error. We're not open, again, for feeding the flesh, and that's just what I kept hearing the Spirit of the Lord say, is that it does not allow us to build flesh, but it builds us up in our most holy faith in God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Marlette. A wonderful explanation and example and illustration of the value of that element in the accountability candidate relationship. It is intended to strengthen you and to encourage you in the moments that life would try to challenge you to, and then have you choose between God and that which you're doing on behalf of the kingdom and those things that calls for our attention on the natural. And so this is a strengthening tool that is available to you. And then another tool that is available to you is the tool of consecration. You have spelled out your view of your faith, of your ministry, of your vision, of your conversion. You have communicated those things through all of the paperwork that you have submitted. And this last or second stage in your process for the month of July and August is geared towards your spirit exercise. And now you want to hear from God. We have heard from you, and now he wants to separate you from you, actually, and sanctify you unto himself. And one of the ways that this is being done in this process is through your consecration. And so I believe we have Elder Dr. Arlette Parker on the line, and Prophet Michael will be on the line as well to give to you your consecration and your consecration focus. Dr. Arlette. Yes, she.
Good evening. Good evening, all.
Good evening.
I am honored to present an overview of what our August July consecration will look like, and it's looking at the Psalms, and we are going through Psalms, if you have the calendar in front of you, looking at a few chapters each day, and the days in which there are particular elements of the characteristics of God, be it the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit, they are listed, and they look like they're in black if you have it open. And so, for example, the example that we'll be looking at today will be coming from Psalms 1 through 5. And when we're looking at Psalms 1 through 5, what the consecration is looking at is it's a 31-day worship journey, and it's drawing near unto God, and it's about relationship building. And we're looking at God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in our walk, and in the process of elevation and in the process of accepting the walk that we are being called to draw in, that we are being drawn in, that requires us to draw nearer unto God. And so one of the characteristics of this consecration is just looking at and getting an idea of what meditation looks like, because in Psalms 1, it asks us, and if I go back, it says in 1, Psalms 1 and, let's look it back and forth there. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prosper. And that's 1:1-3. And I continue. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. But the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. And if we just look at the first division of Psalms in terms of setting ourselves up to hear from God, hear from each character of God, and if we listen for his voice, so we're not just talking about praying and making sure that we're spending, you know, our 21 minutes a day in prayer. We're looking at taking another step into meditating on the Word of God in a hope that the characteristics that we need to know of the Trinity, of the Triune, will become evident unto us. And by no means in 31 days can we become scholars on any one character, but we do desire to be able to recognize, be able to see him at work as that character develops in us. Because as we draw near unto him and that character should be growing within us. And it's typically going to require something within us to die, that that character can grow within us. And so when it said in the second verse, it says, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, so that we will get excited about knowing him and his way. When it says the law of the Lord, we're not talking about, you know, thou shalt not. We're talking, when it's talking about the law of the Lord here, we're looking at who he is, who he says he is unto us, that law, that which he stands on, the principles in which he stands for. And so he desires that we delight in the fact that he wants to be our father, that he wants to be our comforter. You know, those are the things by which he stands upon that he will be. And in us desiring to be a part of his ministry unto us individually, when you come together, whether it is on Thursday on Blog Talk Radio, or whether it is with your accountability partner, those characteristics that are growing within you will rub up against the characteristics that are growing within the other parts of the group to cause a manifestation of the more of God, to create the more powerful move as you collectively go together. Because it is not about an individual, it's about the body of Christ. And so as we grow in who he is and who he calls us to be and what he wants to represent within us and what he wants to represent in each one of us individually has to do directly with our walk and indirectly with that which he requires to come out of us, that which has to die, or that which he desires us to recognize is in us, and he's going to bring forth the increase of that characteristic in us. Because oftenly that which you are experiencing during this season, the level of warfare and maybe the level of conflicts that you may find yourself within, those have to do directly with that which is required for the walk, the calling, the anointing that comes from the acceptance of that which God calls you. If he calls you pastor, that there's a level of anointing that comes with that that is required for your individual walk, that he wants you to know him as, because it is not in us. And that's how we become his glory in the earth, is when we are who he is as we walk in the earth. And so when it talks about and who meditates on his law day and night. And so when it comes to this process of meditating and when it comes to reading and allowing him to speak, whether he speaks through others, whether he speaks through the trees, whether he speaks through something that you hear in other avenues of meditation that you may be in, whether you're listening to, you know, a preaching or a song or whatever it is, he will speak. If we put forth, one of the things that we learned at Laborers is the concept of you do, I do. And the you do here is if we read his word, if we allow that word to fall within good soil, and that's that heart, if we read this word, he will water it. He will bring increase. He will speak upon that word. That is his promise. That is his guarantee. He said it will not return unto him void. And so and that's what we desire for us to walk in. So if we read this word, and you may say, oh, I'm a day off. It don't matter what day you are on. If you have read it, he will feed it. He will water it. You may have read something a week ago, and then you're walking, you know, down the street, and it hits you. Oh, my goodness, that's that word. And that is what will cause this season of your consecration, this season of ordination, preparation, of consecrating, of allowing yourself to be uniquely separated so that he can speak, so that he can prune, so that he can bring forth increase, so that he can remove the scales from our eyes, and so that he can separate you so that others will see that which he is doing, that he will be glorified in the earth, that the world will know who we belong to. We are not of the world. We are not of Satan. We are not of a particular denomination. We are his. And he desires for us to uniquely walk in him, and that is what he will do through this consecration. And the character for Psalms 1 through 5, and every day does not have a particular characteristic that we'll be looking for, which is, in all actuality, not a bad thing, because his characteristics can be very powerfully, uniquely moving for different people. And you may find that, you know, you'll have one and he doesn't let you get off that one. And then you may be speaking to somebody else who's doing the consecration, and they've gone through three. Don't look at anybody else's. Know that which he is speaking unto you. And so the one for from Psalms 1 through 5 is found in Psalms 2 and 12, and it's the Father and refuge. And in looking at that, if we read through, and then he says down in 11, I'm going to start at first Psalms 2 and 11, it says, serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss his son and he will be angry, and your way will lead to your destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. And understanding when we're talking about father and son, and because Father's Day was a couple of weeks ago, and a lot of people have perverted, if you call them what they are, viewpoints of a father. And one of the things that we looked at church was everybody had to look at different, you know, people in the Bible and their character and their walk as father. And yet, you know, there was no perfect example. And yet they are written of. They are those who we study David and King, you know, everybody loved King David, gonna worship like him, you know. You know, he had the heart of God, and yet as a father, his examples that he leaves. He did not protect his daughter. He did not protect his household. He didn't lead his household. And so when we're talking about this, you know, and it's so awesome that, you know, Father and Refuge is the first attribute that we are looking at, because when we're looking at these attributes, there's nothing more important in this season than, one, if we know who our Father is, we know our lineage, we know our bloodline. We know that which we belong to. We know that which we ought to reflect. We in the United States, you know, everybody, you know, think of, you know, father like son kind of concept, and yet we have to begin to understand that he desires us to know who he declares the role of father to be. You know, him who orchestrated, he planned an existence for his children, Adam and Eve in the garden, gave them everything. And that's some of the things that we need to begin to look at, the characteristic of Father that God has ordained. God had a requirement, you know, and of his own Son in Jesus Christ, of a walk that we would not, okay, I could not have ever imagined asking my own child. And yet, if we look throughout the Word of God, that which God orders of fathers to do, when we think about Abraham, you know, once he finally becomes Abraham, he's required of that which made him the Ham. He was Abram, and what made him the Ham, he was required to give up. And so we have to recognize that, you know, if we truly do believe that we are saved, you know, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, I am saved from hell. Now he requires us to take additional steps. If you are saved from hell, what do you want to do with that existence? Are you willing to give it to him? What was the purpose of being saved from hell? He's requiring it of us. And that's what a father does. He lays out the roadmap for his children, and whether we understand it, we are not supposed to question it. He's laid it out. He orchestrates it. He has all provision made for his plan. And so, I'm like, really? I don't know what time it is. And then he goes on to say, blessed are all who take refuge. In this season, there will become a requirement to know him as one who protects, one who guards, one who covers, one who provides the shelter, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, whether it's psychological, whether it's spiritual. But know what refuge means. So it comes to study in him what we are looking at, of who he desires to be. He says, I'll be Father and I'll be your refuge. So as I require you to lay down your life, I will also give you a place of peace, a place of harmony, a place to be covered in that death, as I require things of you, as your Father, you know, required you to go to school. He said, I'm requiring you to learn of me, but I'll also be your refuge in this season. I'll be the place where you can hide. I'll be the place where you can come and cry. You know, lay your head on my bosom. And that's when we'll come to find out that we need every element of the Trinity. We need God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Any questions, thoughts, comments?
Amen. I want to share, okay.
Yes. No, I wanted to. You said you wanted to share that yesterday. Yes, please.
Oh, okay. No, and sharing that as you do this 31-day consecration, and a consecration is just the definition of it is to be means to make holy or to dedicate to a higher purpose. To make holy or to dedicate to a higher purpose. So this is a period of you surrendering to that attribute of God for the higher purpose he's called you to. So as she went through him being the Father and the refuge, he wants you to know that as he prepares you, as she said, whatever he asks you to do as a father, he is going to provide for you and that you can hide in him. So no matter what your task looks like, no matter what your ministry walk will require of you, no matter how it conflicts with your personal life or your professional life, even your medical and your health-wise, he is there. He is the refuge. And so as you go through the book of Psalms, what we want you to look at is where was David in his journey and what was David experiencing in his journey. And as he experienced that, what attribute of God did God present to him? And you're going to document this, as you will see your instructions for your consecration include writing as well as reading, journalizing. And you're going to be asked from week to week, different ones, what attribute of God did you recognize in your daily walk this week that was most important, and how do you see it being important? Why did it become important? What did it establish in you? What truth did it strengthen in you? What lie of the enemy did it dispel from you, so that you can then stand in a new place? When you're done with this, and the first part of that consecration is being made holy. And that means being made more like Christ. That means being made strong in that which is spiritual and resisting that which is evil, which is a part also of what Dr. Arnett has put as your consecration scripture, is so give yourself to God. Stand against the devil, and he will run away from you. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. So this is a consecration for relationship, because you cannot do what you've been called to do, what you're going to be ordained to do. You cannot do it. You cannot do it unless you have strengthened your relationship with the Holy One and that the attributes of him you have become familiar with. And so we are using David as the example. I don't know if the prophet is on the line yet. One of the things that will happen this month is it is your reading and your journaling and your meditation and the revelation that you will receive during these 31 days. And then starting in August, you're going to start applying it. And there will be fasting and exercises to do that will come directly from this. So you want to make sure that this is a continuous consecration. Is Prophet on the line? I might not have unmuted.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Amen.
Yeah, I was
so
muted. I'm on the line. Hello, can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, I can hear you. Go right ahead. Yes, go.
Well, good evening. Well, Minister Overshare kind of just started it. The next portion is going to just be about putting in some practices. We're called not to just to be hearers, but to be doers of the word. And so the next portion is going to be about us actually making some sacrificial things and truly laying it at the altar and believing God that as we surrender it and put it in His will and His hands, all things are going to be made right. And the whole goal of it is not just to become a practice, but to really become a lifestyle. It's to challenge areas of our lives so that we can make permanent changes so that we're not consecrating, but we are consecrated people. And so really, truly getting to a place where whatever God requires for us to give up is not even hard anymore. It's easy because we are preparing ourselves. I mean, Scripture is evident that He said if we do it, you know, God challenged Israel. He said, prepare yourself. In 3 days, I'm going to visit you. And that is just what this first portion is about, us preparing ourselves for that visitation and then removing things, adding things, challenging ourselves, not allowing our flesh to dictate what we're going to do and what we're not going to do, but truly putting in practice some sacrificial things and some biblical principles and making ourselves aware of it because we do them. But sometimes we don't make ourselves fully aware of things that we're doing. So it's going to be put before us, and then we're challenging ourselves to reschedule our lives, reschedule our time, reschedule our talents to say, okay, God, this is for you, and this is for you alone. It is living out Romans 12:1. We are beseeching Him by our mercies of God to present ourselves as a living sacrifice. And so to give up my Facebook account to whatever it may be, whatever, as we are just seeking and asking God, what is it that is robbing us oftentimes of committing and consecrating ourselves before Him with laying aside and saying, here it is. I surrender it. I lay it at your feet. And I never pick it back up, it is going to be well with me because I understand that whatever the Scripture says, no man to give up house, home, mother, father, does not receive it 100-fold. And so whatever God is going to require us in that season, during that time, that the return is going to be so great.
Amen. Amen. Do we have any questions or comments or input, Elder Deborah and Elder Arlette?
Good evening. I'm just enjoying it. Both is making me want to go through again. But I'm just hoping that the candidates that are on the line are seriously seeing themselves and taking the time to read the Word, to study the Word, to meditate on the Word. It really makes a difference, and the Holy Spirit will speak to you and will speak to you individually and purposefully, intentionally. And so I'm just saying, don't neglect it. Don't glance over it. You know, I would suggest that the Psalms, you know, look at it first thing in the morning. Early will I seek you, and you'll meditate on it during your lunch. Read it before you go to bed. Don't make it just a cursory kind of, I glanced at it, I had it on my YouVersion audio. You know, read it, look at it, you know, that kind of thing. It really does make a difference. That would be all that I would add on that.
Amen. Also, one of the things that Elder Parker said was, give him just 21 minutes. 21 minutes, he's not asking a lot from us. An undivided 21 minutes, a set-aside, sanctified, special 21 minutes, not, oh, I can stick them in right here, I got a minute. No, and we will be amazed how he says, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. And when he draws near to you, he dispels those things that are around you that would harm you, that would vex you, that would get your attention. He makes them flee. He burns them up. They cannot dwell in his presence. So if you would just seek him earnestly, and if you do it, I really would like to challenge everybody for the next 7 days to do this, to purpose in your heart 21, and he's not asking a lot, 21 minutes to set aside for him for this consecration, because you want to be sanctified for the calling that he has on your life. And remember, as we do this, we're doing it corporately. So you have the power of more than two or three, but you have the power of no less than 30 because between the accountability partners, the candidates, and the committee members, we're all in agreement with one heart, with one mind, and with one hope, which is in Christ, that as your preparation proceeds, that you will be established in the office that the Lord is calling you to, sanctifying you for. And when that happens, the body will be edified, and the saints will receive that in strength. It's an ingraft of strength. It's like any time you've been warring on the battlefield for a long time or laboring in a job or even, you know, watching the kids all day and help comes, you get your second wind. Oh, help is on. Here it is. And, and that's what this new wave of ordained leaders is doing for the body of Christ. Not that you weren't working in the kingdom, but once you have your title, your anointing, and your consecration and ordination, it places you in a higher position. This is what the word has said. So to whom much is given, much will be required. And so then the labor becomes a joy because we labor together and not out there, someone out there by themselves or with someone who has not recognized their full potential because they have not surrendered to the preparation of the office that they've been functioning in. And so now is the time, as the prophet said, to become consecrated, to become that vessel that is emptied until he does something with it. But until then, it stands waiting and ready, seeking him. So I challenge you to give him a time, set a time, pick it as a prayer watch, if that's where your focus and your thoughts go toward, if that's part of your anointing or part of your gifting. But whatever it is, maybe it's a mountain that you have a passion to win for the Lord, and something particularly happens at a certain time in that mountain, whether it's medical or the educational or the media or whatever it is, and that's what you're claiming, and it's that time that you want to seek God through this meditation period. Do it looking for him, and he will surely, he has declared that he will draw near to you. Now, the last declaration that we've seen him do, well, we'll say the last, what it is, if you look outside, he declared it, and it came to pass. He said, let there be. And there's a sky and a moon and a sun and trees and everything in the fullness of the earth because he declared it. But he has also declared that if you seek him and you draw near to him, he will draw near to you and impart into you the power of your destiny. And this is what we are laboring in preparation for. Not that it's not our destiny if we don't do it, but it is our destiny the way a God's eye view of it. And that is totally different because he said, I haven't seen, ear heard, because we cannot think his thoughts. We have no idea what this can look like when we surrender to the process. And this is our surrendering time. You gave your time of obedience as you answered the questions, as you pursued to be timely or not timely and became, convicted, not condemned, but convicted that, you know, you need to do it. And that's what we're doing now. Don't be condemned. You're not condemned, but you should be convicted. Have you not done it? Because it needs to be done and needs to be done for him. And then you will find, as you learn these attributes of God, that the things that you studied about and you looked up information for, it's going to start coming alive to you. It's not going to just be words in an encyclopedia or in a Bible dictionary or online. It's like you're going to find it's inside of you, and it's him living there wanting to present himself to you intimately. And so this is what this time is intended to do. It is a time where, actually, to me, this is the good part of the journey, because now you have a father to seek refuge in, as the first day has said it, a father to seek refuge. And so you can, refuge is a place of rest. And so that we can take his yoke upon us and learn of him, and then find out, I don't care what they say, that his burden, his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. He said that. And because he said he is not a man, that he should lie. And so we just praise God, and we get excited for your future. We get excited for this preparation. We get excited, and we are devoted to your destiny. We have lines are open for dialogue, for concerns, for questions. And don't think that your questions aren't valid or, oh, I don't want to ask, because if it's a question for you, you can trust that it's a question for at least three other people, and they would be so relieved if you asked the question for them. So you are free to take your phones off of mute and dialogue at this time and sharing, and anything else, any other committee member that's on the line would like to share in encouraging you as June is passing and July 1st is coming. Accountability partners, start preparing for what your five questions are going to be that you will submit to me at the end of next month, so that we can prepare them for the examination. And so we have this time open, and you're free to dialogue. Take your phones off of mute and dialogue at this time. And if you don't dialogue, I'm going to start calling names. Okay? Let's see. And I have my list.
That's Minister Bethel.
Yes, Minister Bethel. Thank you.
Yes. Not so much of a question, but I really just wanted to say that I appreciate the level of our Thursday night conversations, the conference call that we're doing now, all the teaching that's going forth, the laboring, the interaction, the accountability of our accountability partners. Because going through it however many years ago, 2013, whatever, yeah.
Amen.
But just yes. How it is now, it's awesome. I love it. It's enjoying. It's informative. It's learning. It's pushing. It's pulling. It's stretching. It's all of that. So I really do every day. Well, every Thursday I rush home from work so I can get home, get at my table. I don't want to be on the road. I don't want to be doing 50 million other things. I want to be at my table with my laptop, my book, my papers, and my pen, you know, taking down notes, because all of this it's good for us to know, and it's a lot of teaching that's going forth, and I enjoy it. So I just want to give a high five to everybody. Amen.
Well, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Encouraging. And you know what? It's exciting, because what it is saying, as she mentioned, years ago, God has been developing, even us, especially us. He develops ministries. And as we go forth, he brings a level of himself more and more into it, that's looking at the needs of each of the individuals, because that's how important you all are to him. And so there are things that he knew that was needed, that was missing, and he made sure that they became a part of your preparation. So this is all because God loves you, and he knew the things that would bless your soul. And he wants to make sure, he will withhold no good thing from you. And so I appreciate that. I even appreciate remembering, yeah, you're right, we didn't do this before in this way. And so we're very grateful to God. So the lines are open. We are open for dialogue. Any committee members, any accountability partners, any candidates, I'm going to call names.
This is Elder Arlette. I do want to share. I want to just piggyback off of what Minister Beth L. just said and what Overseer Thornton, her reply was, because, but one of the things I do think that we have to acknowledge is the process. There was a process that each person, whether we're talking about Overseer Paulette, whether we're talking Prophet Henderson, Minister Sharita, everybody who sows into a thing grows. We learn. We process. But at the same time, things have been required of these people. And that's what we have to begin to look at, ministry costs. And because Minister Bethel said that, you know, she appreciated, I appreciate the cost. Because, see, it costs something to grow. It costs something to move to the next level. It's not free. It's going to cost us. But he promised, if we do, he will do. So it's a blessing to Minister Bethel because somebody said, I will. So he said, I'll show up.
Amen. There you go.
So because somebody said, and whether it's the numerous fasting that have gone forth since that time, or because I could tell you what my first one was like. There was no conversation. But anyway. But it costs to grow. If we want to be bearers, and that's what I believe she is saying, that she recognized his presence on the call. And because we recognize the presence, we have to recognize the cost to get him there. So, thank you.
Amen. Are there any more that would like to make a comment or question or concern or input? We have some people on the line that actually have never, ever said anything. And so I would suggest now would be the perfect time to say something so that you can be recorded as having to contribute, because all of these things are going into your evaluation of your preparation process. And so it is good to share on a regular basis. It is.
Hi, Overseer. This is Pastor Lowe.
Hello.
God bless you. Hi. Hey. I'm like a Minister Bethel. I'm just on the road, and that's why I don't be saying anything. I was trying to hurry home so I can sit down and listen, but most Thursday night I'm on the road, so I'm just listening. But everything that's been stated, you just can't say it much. I am so honored to be on Collinsville Department. I'm honored to be one because it is bringing back. It does make me seek higher, too, that someone has to be accountable to me. I cannot ask them to do what I don't know. And it do bring back memories, but it's like now it's making me seek deeper. And I'm excited about the consecration just to go through it myself. I love the way you put just 21 days, minutes for 7 days. I'm so excited because this is going to be so life changing for us all. And at this time and at this season. And I love how God set things up. I mean, he just set us up. And it makes me, as a leader, to come to the point of excellence, like our apostle and our overseer and stuff. It's just so overwhelming. I can't tell y'all how I feel. It's so overwhelming to be in the teaching that we are in, that I realize there are a lot of people don't get it. So that makes me excited for the candidates.
that this is just a the beginning of a fantastic voyage in Christ. Oh my God, that this is just going to be so amazing. So yes, I'm loving the teaching. I'm loving the teachers. I'm loving the candidates. I am just excited, and I'm gleaning, and I'm listening, and I'm writing.
Amen. You know, and I'm so grateful that you all are sharing, because otherwise it could be, for especially the newer ones, it's a quiet line. You hear from some of the ones that are, you know, you have to report to, and it's like, who else is on the line? Am I, you know, but you're not alone. There are a host of other people that have come in partnership with you that are excited for you. And so I think it helps to further identify the fellowship that you have become a part of, and then to hear their words, I think will be is encouraging to you as well, to know that these people are here because you have a need. And because you have a need, God has sanctified them and us to help meet that need for you. We are truly the servants of your destiny through the whatever God would have us do. And so just having the lines open and dialogue so that it's almost we don't see each other, and with technology, we still don't want to lose the human touch of it. And so sometimes the only way we have that human touch is to have dialogue, to know someone else really is on the other end of this line, the other than, you know, me who keep talking. But there are people that are there, and they're there because you're there, and they're there because they want to be there. They're there because God has commissioned them, and it is a joy. It is an honor. It's a privilege, and we don't just say that lightly, so that when we do come together during the ordination, you know, you will see those that you've heard that you may not have been able to have a face to the name or to the voice, but you will meet those who have been walking along with you on this journey. We are excited for you. If there are any more comments, concerns, questions, any more insight, information that anybody would like to express now, we'll use this time to make it available for you for that. Everybody's phone has been live, and all you have to do is take your phone off of mute if you desire to communicate. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes, Sister Elder Deborah, I just wanted to just make an observation. I know that last week as I was listening in, it made me think about the initially with my first accountability partner, and not accountability partner in this process, but just in general, because I've done this multiple times, had accountability partners multiple times, on how awkward it can be when you try to establish a verbal communication with someone that you don't really know, especially in the backdrop of everything is kind of done in a nonverbal way. It seems like, you know, there's more focus with all the technology and that kind of thing. And as I was thinking about it last week, one of the things that it brought me back to, and maybe this might help someone, is that, like, when you start a new job and in training, you have a training partner where somebody just puts you together with someone, but you are purposely intentional on making that contact and doing whatever it is that's necessary to make it harmonious and to make it work, because it's part of your occupation and you have to do that. And so I don't want people to feel obligated, but it is part of the process, and I'm hoping that people will think about it in a way that this is something that blesses me. So I just want to encourage you to call. If they don't call you, call them. You know, ask the Lord to show you what it is that your partner or your candidate is bringing to the table and how that's going to bless you, but to be intentional and be excited about being intentional, not that it's just obligatory that I got to do this for these 6 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever it is to get, you know, as a means to an end, but to look forward to it and with the expectation that that the Holy Spirit is going to meet you in your place, meet your accountability partner, and vice versa, and that it will be mutually satisfying and nurturing for all parties. So just an observation.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hello, everybody. This is Bishop. I just want to say, Darlene, I have missed your teaching so much. I love you. Thank you so much. And as I was listening to it, she brought up that point about how even fathers in the Bible were misrepresentative. I would have never ran across that. And I was just like, oh, man. That is awesome. I mean, well, you know, it's not awesome that the woman got burned, but I mean, just that fact to know that even the ones that are after God's own heart and have been recorded in the Bible had flaws in that area on how they treated their daughters and families, and yet the God the Father still desires for us to see him as the ultimate father, the only father, because his ways are not like our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. So I enjoy the teaching.
Amen. Hey, if we have any more comments or questions or insights, if not, we can let Bishop just close us out for this evening. All right, Bishop.
All right. Now, hold on.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, just for this wonderful evening, the teaching. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the candidates, oh God, and what they're going through, how you are bringing things into existence, oh God, how you are building a network, Heavenly Father, that we can learn that no man is an island, no man stands alone, but yet we have one another that we can rely on. But most of all, we have you, Father. And so we bless the candidates and we bless the accountability partners. We bless every leader that's on this line that will avail themselves, oh God, not only to the teaching that's going forth, but also the experience, oh God, and we have a great expectation that the promises that you have in the Word within the next 21 days or so will just begin to be fulfilled in our lives, and that we don't have to rush it. We just have to take note that it is happening, that it is occurring. And so, Heavenly Father, thank you for the overseer. Thank you for the apostle, oh God, over this vision, oh God, to spread the gospel all over the world and by allowing us to be the best gifts that we can so that lives can be changed and come to know you. Give them rest tonight. Give them safe travels, oh Heavenly Father. Allow them not to have to worry about the small things, oh God. And may they spending time with you, setting aside each morning just to say good morning and what would you have me to do today or at this moment. And we bless you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Okay. Amen.
Amen from Toledo. Amen.
All right, for Toledo in the house. And we got South Carolina in the house. Amen.
Okay. All right. Bye bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Ooh, I should have y'all say y'all names when you say good night.
I'm on my Lynette, good night.
Okay, all
Mr.
right.
Mr. Kane, good night.
Mr. Kane?